KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear, 19 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Our forecast is calling for increasing cloudiness today, a high of 45. In local and area news, in a very brief special session Thursday evening, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education ratified the 2015-16 tentative agreement with the district's non-certified employees association. Board President Christy Pellett opened the meeting by acknowledging that during their last regular meeting on March 15th, they had opted not to ratify the agreement at that time because they needed additional information. Well, the information necessary to make the decision was available to the board for their special session. Board member Phil Haskell, who you may recall was vocal during the last meeting about not wanting to ratify the agreement, made the motion to reconsider at Thursday's meeting. The motion was seconded by Rod Hartwig and passed unanimously. Superintendent Mike Amstein said the agreement that was tentatively agreed to by the district's negotiating team will cost the district $87,584. That's the same amount mentioned during the March 15th meeting and the same increase in pay for the affected staff.
We feel like that comes within the range that we had looked at. It is 3.26, and based on new money and the reductions that we've made, and also with no increase to our insurance, we believe that amount is acceptable. And I recommend that the board approve tentative agreement with our non-certified folks.
And with no further comments having been made, the board heard a motion and second to approve the agreement, and it passed without objection. Three people were arrested Wednesday in Atlantic, two of them on drug charges. Authorities say 20-year-old Aaron Cole and 24-year-old Joshua Peters, both of Atlantic, face charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 25-year-old Marshall Fisher of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fourth degree and driving while barred. All three men were booked into the Cass County jail. A Red Oak man serving time in the Montgomery County Jail for prior burglary and theft charges was arrested again late Thursday morning on three additional charges of burglary in the third degree. The latest charges against 35-year-old Kim Jack Douglas Trost stem from incidents of burglary on March 19th at the Greenhouse in Red Oak and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, and a theft of a vehicle from the BNSF on March the 11th. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a Southwest Iowa man's appeal of his conviction for robbery, carjacking, obstructing justice, and witness tampering. The court notified 49-year-old Tieran Castile Thursday that it would not hear his case. Castile, who's from Coyne, is serving 27 years in prison for the 2008 robbery of Darlene Eitzen at her rural Page County farm. Prosecutors say Eitzen was held at gunpoint while Castile and his son Devin robbed her of a rare coin collection her late husband had left her. While awaiting trial, Castile attempted to have Eitzen killed, prompting obstructing justice and witness tampering charges. Castile's conviction was upheld by a federal appeals court in 2013. He's being held in a federal prison in Kansas. His son Devin is imprisoned in Texas and scheduled to be released in 2021. A Western Iowa youth softball coach accused of having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old friend of his daughter has been convicted of four counts of sexual abuse. 47-year-old John Osborne of Council Bluffs was found guilty Thursday of third-degree sexual abuse in a non-jury trial. He faces up to 40 years in prison at his May 1st sentencing hearing. Council Bluffs police say the girl and Osborne began exchanging text messages in June and had phone conversations about sex. Court documents show the girl reported that she and Osborne engaged in sexual acts in July when the girl stayed at Osborne's house for a sleepover with his daughter. Osborne has denied willingly touching the teen and pleaded not guilty to the charges. Police in Council Bluffs located a missing juvenile Thursday morning. Officials say at around 9:45 a.m., an 11-year-old male decided to leave the Edison School without permission. Upon arriving in the area, several officers began searching for the child, who was on foot. The 911 center was successful in using cell phone technology to locate the child, which indicated he was in the area of the Big Lake Park off of North 16th Street and was moving in a northeasterly direction. Officers on foot and in vehicles concentrated their efforts in the area. Additional cell phone information had the child about a half mile north of the city limits east of Monument Road. Officers converged on the area and observed the child running into a heavily wooded area on a ridge where he was located and apprehended without incident. The child was uninjured and transported to his residence where he lives with his grandmother. Pottawatomie County deputies assisted Council Bluffs police officers in the two-hour search. In the funeral announcements, Margaret Reimer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Margaret Reimer will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. Walt Ambrose, age 68, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Walt Ambrose will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Lenora Jensen, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lenora Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Loretta Schramm, age 94, of Manila, died Sunday. Funeral services for Loretta Schramm will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila, with Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Betty Lynn Foos, age 56, of Omaha, died March the 7th. A memorial service for Betty Lynn Foos will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janice Farley, age 74, of Denison and formerly of Manila, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Janice Farley will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Thelma Louise McCallum, age 86, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thelma McCallum will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And William Bill George Luzatter, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Bill Luzatter are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.